Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, welcome to The Guinea Pig. I'm Dr. Mariam Zamani, an oculoplastic surgeon and aesthetic doctor.
And I'm Fiona Golfer, a writer and journalist. I'm no stranger to a cosmetic procedure, and I'm willing to try pretty much anything.
Which is why I'm here, to make sure Fiona and anyone else that's out there considering a treatment to help make a better informed decision safely and to try and collect as much information as they can.
Every fortnight, this podcast comes to you from Mariam's clinic in Chelsea. If you're looking for an honest, no-holds-barred approach to invasive and non-invasive cosmetic surgery,
then The Guinea Pig is here to help you.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to The Guinea Pig. In today's episode, we're going to look at two subjects, both of which can cause a huge amount of distress to those who suffer from them. Fiona mentioned concerns about her bladder control a few weeks ago and what can be done, and we're going to catch up to her about that. But first, we're going to discuss another condition you also suffer with. So tell us what it is, Fi.
Self-obsession, Mariam.
Other than that.
As you know, Mariam, I'm one of those people who suffer from rosacea, and I sent you some photos of a recent outbreak. So I'm delighted to welcome someone who can help me and others of my kind, Dr. Alexis Granite, who's with us in the clinic. Hello, Alexis.
Hello.
Yay, so happy to have you here.
Thank you.
Alexis and I also work together here at the clinic, so it's really nice to have somebody who we trust and admire on the show with us. Thanks you for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Shall we talk about the basics first? What is rosacea? So we talk about rosacea, everybody thinks they have a little bit of rosacea, but what actually would you define as rosacea?
Yeah, so basically you can think of rosacea as having sort of four different types. The main one, which a lot of people describe, is where they have redness or flushing. And so that's called erythematotelangiectatic rosacea. And to be honest, that's probably the hardest type to treat. And then you also have papulopustular rosacea. So that's where people get sort of like acne-like bumps on their skin. You can have ocular rosacea, which you would know about, obviously, yep. As an eye doctor. And then phimatous rosacea, which is, you know, we all know the sort of photos of the older men with the big bulbous noses. That's phimatous rosacea. And the thing with rosacea is that you may not have just one type of rosacea. You can certainly sort of go between different categories and progress from one category to another.
So the one that Fiona is talking about, you're looking at her right now, she's a little flushed.
I'm being stared at.
Yes, but we're glaring now, actually. We're looking at you lovingly.
It's so quick to arrive on the skin. It's so quick to arrive. It's also so quick to go. That's what's so odd about it. You can wake up in the morning, I look like, you know, and by lunchtime, I think that's so weird.
Yeah. And part of the problem is that as rosacea progresses, which it often can, you don't just get then, you know, intermittent flushing, you get persistent flushing. So then you're just sort of making the flushing worse by then doing other things, you know, that are making your capillaries and blood vessels dilate. There's been some evidence, by the way, now about Botox injections also for flushing.
I was about to say that, yes. Yeah.
So I tried it. I tried it on my nose.
Sophie, you were telling us a couple of weeks ago about the concerns you're having with bladder control, and you mentioned you were going to go have a little treatment done. How's that going? Do you have any updates?
Yes, certainly do have some updates, Mariam. It's been fascinating, actually, because the treatment that I had heard about, as I said, it's not very nice. You know, sometimes I have no idea that I need to have a pee. And for example, I get home quite often. I go to put my key in the door. Before I know it, I think I need to pee, and it's happening. There's no break between the thought and the action, and that's where I lack control. And as I think I mentioned, I had an operation about 10 years ago where I had something called a mesh put in, which was meant to help with bladder control. And it means that I have to, if I go for a pee, I just have to sort of let the pee come. I can't push and I can't control in the way that some people can. So that kind of worked okay for a while. And then it just didn't. So a few weeks ago, I went to see a very nice woman called Miss Tanya Adib, who is based at the Medical Chambers in Kensington, which is also actually an incredibly nice place to go. It's a very friendly and nice environment. And she examined me. That was quite shocking, actually. So she gave me an internal examination. And the first thing she said is, I can't see your womb. Basically, my womb, my bladder and my pelvic floor had just dropped. And she suggested to me that this is very common in this country, because often when women after childbirth in this country, we have very little kind of in the way of physiotherapy to put everything back as it should be. Whereas in Europe, it's much more common.
And that episode of The Guinea Pig will be available in full in a week's time on all major platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Acast.
The Guinea Pig provides unbiased information to those who may be considering cosmetic surgery or even trialling a non-invasive treatment or product. We do not endorse the use of any product or procedure featured in this podcast and are not responsible for the outcome of any of the treatments featured on this podcast or damage caused in connection with any treatments or products. Should you decide to try any of the procedures, treatments, or products mentioned in any episode of The Guinea Pig, you do so at your own risk. Always consult an independent and fully qualified medical professional if you are considering embarking on a medical procedure, irrespective of whether it's an invasive or non-invasive procedure.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.